What is up? Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast, episode 77.
We are back.
It's taken us 3 years to get 77 episodes, but we've got it.
Right.
About two and a half.
We're back like a vertebrae. We started right at the beginning of the pandemic, right?
Yeah, about 2 years in, a little February, I think. So over 2 years. And we got a special guest today.
February 3rd.
Wow, man. You can remember dates and everything.
Yeah, because I broke up with a girl on the second. So I know.
All the memories.
Right. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
And in case you guys don't know, Mike Wilson is the owner of Curveball Collectibles in Saginaw. You have another shop too, right? Or is it just the one?
It's just the one now, yep.
Just the one. He's got the shop in Saginaw. He also is the only guy I go to get my cards graded for the PSA. So welcome, Mike. And yep. Terry?
How's the grading process? Is it difficult, or you know, what's
the, it's difficult to the, I think, to the common collector. We do bulk submissions here, so we grade our cards and we grade customers. We kind of put it through a process like they do at PSA. So we use like a black light. We use 40 time magnification. So we try to look at everything before we send it off, because if it's something that shouldn't go, we try to save you money and don't send it. We kind of treat your cards like they're ours. If we wouldn't send them, we wouldn't send yours.
Yeah. What do you grade this?
Hey, man, that's
A++, right?
Ain't that part of the show yet?
I was waiting for the gun to come out. I was.
That show come out later.
There it is. There it is. That's why later. That's why I only dropped one. I don't drop both like you.
Yeah, live screen. So you can get both. Right. Yeah,
so there's a lot of difficulties. Do you ever grade a card and it grades a lot lower than what a customer thought it might grade, and they get all upset and depressed and cuss you out? Gary,
first off, customers always think they got tens.
Oh yeah.
So
my expectations that I put with a customer is, of course, everybody wants a 10 because they see the big money in the 10. Mm-hmm. I tell them right from the beginning, hey, what is an 8 worth? What's a 9 worth? Because just because I think it looks good or you think it looks good doesn't mean they think it looks good. They're the final decision. I mean, it's out of my hands. I mean, we're direct and preferred, so we're front of the line, and I have a good relationship with our representative that we have, so we can talk about things like that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, there could be a grader that had a fight with his wife in the morning, and he graded my cards. I mean, we've had some stuff that should have been graded the way it should have been.
Yeah.
100%.
And do you guys ever send things back like that? I mean,
we crack and resub all the time.
What do you think the increase? I mean, I know it's been crazy. I mean, backlogs and raising prices, not taking submissions. Do you think the pandemic had a lot to do with the influx of
100%? I mean, it was that, and before the pandemic, prices were so low, $8 to $10 a card. People were sending in $2 cards.
Yeah.
That if they 10, they were worth 50. So it was worth sending 100 cards of one guy in and making, you know, $40 a piece if you sold them a piece. So that backlogged it a lot. And then the pandemic hit, and then everybody was just sending everything in at one time, and they just got overwhelmed, and they had to shut it down.
Now, do you think that they're going to go back to those prices, or are they up to stay? I mean, they seem like they dropped a little bit.
They have. I think the bulk submissions that we've done in the past is going to come back, but I don't see that happening until the Nationals over, so probably August, September. But I don't think we'll see 25 a card again. It'll be like 35, 40.
Yeah. Well, I got some Rhino cards I got to get submitted.
Some dual service.
Wait one second. What do you think a Babe Ruth rookie 10 would go for?
Well, there's no 10s.
It hasn't been submitted yet.
It hasn't been submitted yet.
What do you got?
But no, what would that go for?
That's something you would throw like the golden auction and let them handle it. And they're getting millions of dollars out of cards today. It's crazy. Like Tom Brady rookie auto went for like, I don't know, 1.6 million. It's crazy. There's big investors out there with this NFT thing going on now. They're buying big cards and then allowing you to buy a percentage into that card, and they're making big money off. It's like an investment side, yeah.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yep.
Well, check out this.
Oh.
Limited edition Rhino.
The old 24 karat.
Yeah, gold card, 2001.
Okay.
Check, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah. I like it.
It's a number 11 graded.
Oh, it's a Rhino 11?
No, it just that's how they graded it. It's in great condition. So
gotcha. They threw the extra on.
It's in a case. I don't think it's ever been opened.
Well, don't open it.
Hey, are you supposed to open it with your teeth or no?
I have customers that do. It's crazy. It's like, no, stop.
Use a hammer. It's easier. Yeah.
I want gum to come back in the baseball cards. Yeah, I know it messes with the cards, but still.
It would be Topps that would do it. I don't think they'll ever do it. I mean, yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. We had customers like opening some 88 Topps in here the other day, and the gum. I think you could survive on it. Like if there was a nuclear bomb or something, it's unbelievable. Still together, it's got the powder on it. It's yeah.
I was watching the History Channel, and the one guy he eats the 80s, and he opened up some cards and ate it. Yeah, the gum, yeah. And he's like, "Wow, this tastes just like it did when." It first came out.
So I had a kid that worked for me right off the bat, and we initiated him. We had him open up an 84, 85 old peachy pack. We were doing a break looking for Iserman rookies. Uh-huh. And I told him he had to eat it. I was just messing with him, and he chewed on it. And he about threw up. He said it tastes like concrete in his mouth. It was like making his mouth like.
How old was the kid?
22, 21.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yep. His whole life, he's probably been pampered.
Yeah, and his thing was, he's like, I will. What do you say? Oh, because it was an Opeachy product. It was from Canada.
Canadian gum.
He's like, I ain't never touching anything from Canada again.
Hey, have you ever had somebody submit a 24 karat gold card? I mean, is that
easy? Yeah, yeah, they've done it. I've seen. There's Kobe's. There's Jordan's of that.
That's over there, right there.
Look at that young buck.
Look at that.
That's a number 12 graded.
That's a 12 graded. Sharp corners.
What's the highest you can go?
10.
Yeah. This is a number 15, right?
What would you call that?
Money. Oh, yeah. That's a lot of money right there. I'd call that a handsome fella. That's what I call
it. What happened to him?
Usually, women, they go, oh, do you prefer Terry or Terrence? I go, well, it doesn't really matter what you call me, but I prefer handsome. Especially if I'm on a plane and, older women or older ladies.
Yeah.
And I help a grandmother with her luggage and all that. And so
I got a question. I got a question for you, Terry. Weirdest request for an autograph.
Handsome, please. You can call me handsome too.
Yeah, weirdest request you ever had for an autograph.
I don't find it weird, but I've signed a few breasts, so
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah, I encourage. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to spend all that money on them, might as well have someone sign them. No, I've actually, all joking aside, I've had women ask me, and I do it politely, I don't make them expose themselves. Usually they're wearing a crop top if they're going to ask for that. So,
for future tattoo?
I've actually had some people tattoo my signature in. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I mean, it's cool, I mean, personally, but they've got other tattoos, and this one guy, we're out in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and this was like 2003, and I did a on sale date with WWE, and the guy came with his wife, and he asked me to sign his arm, and I did. He goes, "I'm gonna get it tattooed." I'm like, "Oh, cool." I don't know if he's gonna go do it or not. And then when we went back for the show several months later, he got a meet and greet, right? So, and I was on the meet and greet. He goes, "Hey, you remember me? I got that tattooed in." I'm like, "Oh, you did?" I'm like, "Cool."
That is cool. Super cool. Yeah.
Well, I got mine done too, right where you signed mine. So,
right.
Lower back.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, you see that?
Rhino stamp.
Why? What other kind of stamp do they call it, Gary?
Rhino with an I or the Y. There's two kinds of them.
So,
hey, Robert Brown said Lafayette, Indiana, in the building. What's handing, y'all? What's up, Robert? How you doing, brother?
What's up?
I was just in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And Robert said, hey, what's up, Mike, too?
What's up, man? How we doing?
Heather Lynn, hey, Terry.
Hello, Heather. Wait 1 second. I'll show you what I picked up in Indianapolis.
Man, Terry got all the women saying hello. What's up?
he's a fan favorite.
You don't like Gary.
No. Where'd he go? This is like the beginning of our show. Usually he's not here. So it's like now he's leaving in the middle of our shows. Preparation is the key, Terry.
What's that?
Preparation is the key. Should have had this stuff ready.
Setting up like that LifeLock experience or whatever credit report stuff. Heath and I are the new tag team champions.
I like that. Looks, that's amazing.
Nice. Expo champions. Yeah.
Nice, nice.
Very, very heavy. So, but we're also the XICW tag champs.
Okay.
Yeah, collecting them. We were that.
Yeah.
IWR. Yeah. We're going to get them back on Cinco de Mayhem, May 5th. So.
Oh, Terry. Hey, Rhino. Hi, guys. Michelle Evans. That's our New York friend. I want Rhino cards. And she said, you're especially handsome.
Thank you. I'll name it up.
Yeah, you do. I like Terry's grade scale. I have some 15 grade cards. They come in a nifty deck with a puzzle on the back.
Oh, 88 Donruss.
Oh, yeah, that's the IWR card.
IWR Series 1.
Series 1, baby.
Can we get those graded? I don't know if they even grade that stuff.
Well, the more you pay, the quicker I'll grade it for you, okay?
Yeah. 10 stumps must know, how long does it take to get a card graded? And that all depends. There's several tiers, right?
Yeah. You go through us. Like I said, we're front of the line being a preferred direct with PSA. So if you do economy, we're running about a 4 to 5 week turnaround. And regular, we're running less than a week. Nice. So everything's pretty quick. It's usually within, if we do regular, it's 2 weeks from the time we ship it out and the time we get it back.
And you pay for each scale.
Yeah, you pay up. That's like a $110 scale. The lower scale is 58, but they're still turning them around real quick for us. And then Express is like 2 days for us.
Yeah. Now, what do you collect? Do you collect anything? Do you have a collection?
Yeah, IPC, like Mickey Mantle, Jordan rookies. I'm more of a vintage like collector. I'm more of an investor into the new stuff, but I collect certain like older stuff that you can't get high grades on.
What's a Mickey Mantle? Was it? He was married to Marilyn Monroe, right?
Yes, I believe. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, yeah.
Was it Mickey Mantle?
Yeah. I don't know if he was married to her. I know he dated her.
Well,
I know,
no. Yeah.
Who was the Italian fella that played for the Yankees?
DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's a Joe DiMaggio autograph picture go for usually?
It would have to be certified, which certified means, you know, graded by one of the three reputable companies. We're talking JSA, PSA, or Beckett.
Right.
Like an 8x10 photo, if it's clear and bold, I mean, you could be in the $1,000 range. Easy.
Oh,
if not,
really?
If not more, yeah. Depends on the autograph if it's faded, because, like, older stuff gets faded with the type of markers they used back in the day.
Now back to Terry's autographs on the, like, on the skin. Would PSA certify those? I mean, is that
maybe JSA because they could put a sticker
JSA on it. JSA certify anything. What are you talking about?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Throw a sticker on it. Cert it.
Yeah.
That's coming to the next IWR event. We're going to have JSA stickers so you can just slap them on.
Perfect.
Well, Terry, now, do you personally collect any kind of cards? I know you have some of your own, but is there anything? You're a big baseball fan. Do you ever collect baseball cards?
Did you say Terry?
Yeah, well, Rhino.
Oh, handsome. Boy, you have to go over that already.
And there he goes again. Oh, here he's back. Bobbleheads.
The meat. Oh, the meat. The meat.
We had him on today.
He's a big. What's that?
Dan Hennigan today.
Nice.
He's a big PSA 10 rookie collector. He has all the PSA.
He was a big. Does he still have his card collection? Or?
I think he's starting to build it back up. I know he sold a bunch of them, I think, but he had PSA 10 for, I mean, everybody you can think of.
Yeah. I collect bobbleheads.
Okay.
Another one. That's a good investment.
67 years ago.
Yeah, did you get that autograph?
Abraham Lincoln.
That's Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah. 1861 to 1865. No, he was our 16th president.
Oh, you're a big history buff, I know.
You know, do you know who this is? I'll cover his. Oh, shit, I lost his pipe.
Roosevelt.
Is that Roosevelt?
Let me get his pipe.
And he broke it. Now the value just plummeted. It's probably worth $2.50 now instead of $5.
You watch your mouth. Actually, we're heading to Poughkeepsie, New York, where he lives right down Hyde Park. You got to know who this is. I'll give you a little clue. AC/DC, the real.
Angus
Young. No, not the band. But is he AC or is he DC?
Thomas Edison.
No, that's DC. Who's AC?
Tesla.
Yes.
Okay.
Tesla.
Nice, nice.
I didn't know we were going to be created. Like have a quiz today, like pop quiz, hot shot. Who's this guy? Gary,
you better know this 1900s. One.
Huh?
You better know this one.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yes, that's why. No. Anyway.
Does Wayne Gretzky dress like that? Come on.
Beethoven?
Bob. No. What city do you live in?
I live in the city of Monroe.
Yeah. And so, who was it named after?
There you go. There you go, bobblehead of James Monroe. How was why?
Man, that's some odd stuff. James
Monroe. It's not odd. They're presidents.
I didn't expect to see that in your collection, though. To be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I don't just blow women's minds. I blow men's minds too.
This is just a collection he can show.
Oh, this is
Thomas Jefferson.
Yep. What president was he?
The one right after that one that died.
Three.
No.
Right after Adams. John Adams.
Do you know him and John Adams died on July 4th, 50 years after the Declaration of Independence was signed?
Get out of here.
Yeah, and the last words from Adam, because they were friends but they were rivals, was he lives. But actually, he didn't know. Jefferson died before Adams on the same day.
Wow.
Blew your mind, didn't I?
That's I don't have a I don't have a
Declaration of Independence.
You never know what we're going to talk about on the show, honestly. That's why we're the home of low expectations.
Right. Am I George Washington?
Has he got wooden teeth?
He's got a dust.
Did he have wooden teeth?
Yeah, he does. He's
got a great account. Well, technically, if this is wood, it might be a plastic of some sort. I don't know.
Some kind of resin?
It's a single card.
Oh, yeah. Mike's doing work. Mike's so bored with this podcast, he's actually working.
I'm having my guy pick up a PSA card right now. What's the single cards over there?
Are you guys really bored?
You're going to watch a transaction. Turn the camera and see the transaction.
Well, I'll just put that last bobblehead back, seeing that everybody's bored. So
not everybody, just me.
So here's one of the ones that we just got in from PSA and Tough Grade.
Oh, Eisenman. Is that the Canadian one? Oh, the Apeachy.
Yeah, it's the Apeachy 9, which 10s are like unicorns. And that's why they're worth like 15 grand.
Well, speaking of unicorns, we probably have a bobblehead of one. Right? you got a unicorn bobblehead. Was that the next one you were going to show us?
One to me.
That's funny. I love your bobblehead.
You asked because I do. Let me grab it.
Grab that sucker. Let's see it. What was the last one you wanted to show us? I want to see it because you got the whole – everybody's like just dying to know what the last bobblehead was.
No, it was – oh, that wasn't my last one, but the last one I was going to show you, it's Benjamin Franklin. The hat comes off and that stuff, yeah.
Do you have a kite?
No, I actually don't.
No. Put a kite on them. Rita Doobie says she just learned more from Rhino. Oh, actually, more from Rhino in 10 minutes than I did in a year of history in school.
Wow.
So when you retire from wrestling, I believe you should become a substitute history teacher.
Rita, jump into my bed of knowledge and have intellectual intercourse with me.
Bed of knowledge, Rita. We don't want you attacking him at the next show, May 5th. Bed of knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Intellectual intercourse with me.
This
it's strictly education.
Really? This show really took a turn.
These are some rhino-isms.
Right.
I can't wait till the book comes out.
Right. I mean, you know. Strictly professional.
So I was going to ask you something today because I had two customers with weird. It's not really weird, but they had wanted to ask a question. If you would spear them at the signing.
Oh, I've been asked that a lot. Yeah.
More.
No.
I told him I'd ask. I already knew the answer, but I'm like, I just had to ask.
Legal reasons.
Yeah. I know.
Well, what if we make some waivers and we really charge the shit out of them?
Well.
And then that's fun.
Yeah. That's fun. So I'll make some waivers up.
Line them up and I'll knock them down. Yeah.
Tell them $300 and a waiver.
$300, $1,500. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to help the fans, man. We're all fans.
I know, but it's my body hitting the floor too.
Yep.
Hey, Rita. She needs history lessons, wink. Thanks a lot, Jerry. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
I'm on my way over, Rita.
Well, this time we got you got a card shop in Saginaw.
Yep.
Where did you move from? You were somewhere previously, right?
We've been in Saginaw. Well, Pinconning is where we first launched off from, and we bought the building there. Pandemic happened, and we moved to a different couple places in Saginaw, you know, we got bigger as we went. Pinconning store is still owned. It's pretty much like a storage unit right now for us. Mm-hmm. It was hard to get people to work. So having people at two stores and me running back and forth, it just wasn't working. So we put everything under one roof, went to a bigger area, nice area complex, and made a lot easier on me. And the customers that were in Pinconning, which is only like, I don't know, 30 minutes away, they still come here. So they followed us where we went. So, yeah, this is our third location in Saginaw since 2019. So we've moved till we got the location we wanted.
Are there a lot of card shops in the area, or is it you guys?
Basically? It's us and another one up the street. And then there's Frankenmuth Bay City. It's really like four of us, I think, like in a 100-mile radius. It's not a ton. You guys got a ton down by your way, though.
Yeah, we got a few.
Frankenmuth.
Yep.
You ever go there for the chicken?
Chicken's amazing.
Is that Tony's or is that the other one? Zender's?
Zender's.
Yeah.
And then you have, what's the one across the street? The Bavarian Inn.
Bavarian, yep.
And then don't forget the outlet mall right there.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Birch Run,
yes.
Guys, if you want to impress your ladies, go get them a Coach purse from the Coach outlet store there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I let my wife do that, but she went for the little more expensive one.
It's a gift. Come on, Mike. You got to go, you know, and don't worry about the purse has to match your shoes. That's false. And only sometimes use that rule. The purse has to match the personality.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to find that personality and, you know, type of purse and this and that. And there's different purses for different. We'll go purse shopping.
Well, what happened to me that day is I bought a couple pair of Jordans at the Nike outlet. So
Louis Vuitton, here I come.
So there we go. Yeah.
Now, speaking of purses and style, since this show is taking a turn for into the style area now, how do you do with your fanny pack? Do you match your fanny pack with certain shoes or certain hats, or is it?
No. I just go with the straight black leather fanny pack. Because it's an all-purpose, you know, you can throw it on. You're wearing jeans, you're wearing Zubas, you know, you're wearing a suit, you know, it matches everything.
Yeah.
You know, so my personality isn't black, you know, but if I wore a mood ring, it'd always be black. So maybe my personality is black. I'm just a miserable human being. You know, some people have like a American flag You know, and that's when you want a patriotic. I thought about getting one of those. Johnny Swinger has the sparkly one, you know, because he's always, you know, his personality is always sparkling. So, but yeah,
I just love Johnny Swinger.
Yeah, we got to get him back on the show. It was a lot of fun. We got to get him back up here in for IWR.
So. Yeah, for sure. Johnny, if you're not watching.
Right. We're going to get you back up here. So
nice.
Now, another question about the fanny packs, because I'm intrigued here. Is it a wrestler thing? Is it a professional wrestler thing? Because, I see that more in the wrestling community more than any other community that I've ever seen, in, you know, out there. So mm-hmm. is that something you think is just started? And where did it come out? Who was the first one? Who was the first wrestler to wear a fanny pack?
Well, I don't know. I think that when they hit, you know, it just – when now, all joking aside,
I'm serious.
You know, it's just very convenient when you're traveling, because especially back then you would collect your receipts.
Yeah.
You know, I still collect my receipts. I think it's just one of those things where, you know, you can keep so many things in there, you know, and it's very convenient.
Was it Hulk was a big one for Hogan. Fanny pack.
Yeah, Hogan always had a fanny pack. I mean, everybody had a fanny pack. You know,
I've seen it in wrestlers, and I've seen it like in bikers, like you know, like real, like more like bicyclists and stuff. I see that a lot. But
yeah. I think because of that. Oh yeah, it's the first someone's coming in with a boat, and you can tell it's the first time they're bringing a boat in. I'm looking from my back window.
Just watch him wreck.
Yeah, it was he got it in the dock, but it was a little rough.
And Erica, big sponsor of IWR and Mural Pop Fest, and a huge friend. Oh, Erica, you tell him, Rhino, and he is
right.
And she's outing me. Thank you, Erica. I think he right. secretly wants a fanny pack. Well, I have picked them up at the Goodwills before, and I've never been able to just pull the string, you know, just grab it.
Gary, if you're gonna get one, you got to bedazzle it up, man.
Oh, I was bedazzled the shit out of that. What happened? Are you still watching the boat?
Yeah. They're
awesome. Hey, all right, so we got a signing coming up. Mike was great enough to bring you up to Saginaw for a community signing. Everybody's going to get – that comes through your line is going to get a free autograph, bring mm-hmm. their item, get it signed by – the man beast, the war machine, the ECW legend. I'm trying to build you up, right? The WWE legend, Impact, TNA legend, and captain of our ship, Rhino, with a Y or an I.
Yes.
And that is next Tuesday, the 26th. And take it away, Mike.
Yep. We'll be here at our store 6 to 8 on the 26th, Tuesday night. Free for anybody to come in, bring your own things. I think we talked. Maybe Ryan's going to bring some photos. You guys can.
Yeah, I'll have 8x10s if you want me to sign those. So.
For people that don't have them, you guys just take care of that on your end. That's cool for me. Yeah, we got some wrestling cards, like some heritage stuff here of you that we can hand out and stuff like that. But the majority of the stuff, we've already had a few items dropped off for people that couldn't make it for signings. Yeah. I know we're personally getting a black chair signed by you.
Oh, nice. Yeah, chairs are the steel fold-up chairs.
Yep.
Those are really good.
Yeah, we're going to do it probably with a silver Sharpie or something on it, make it kind of look cool.
Are you going to hit Mike with it first so we can dent it up a little bit?
I'd take one right to the head all day.
No, I wouldn't do that to you, Mike. I like you. Let's get that
chair at Lowe's.
What's that?
I said, Rhino hit me with a chair at Lowe's one day, and the worker was walking, who happened to be my cousin, was walking across around the aisle, and she witnesses Rhino attacking me in the aisle with a steel chair.
That's awesome.
I haven't been the same story too. Yeah, because we're going up there to buy some chairs for the IWR event, and I go, wow, these are actually reasonably priced, and I'm like, here, bend over, and I was hitting them in the back with it. I go, yeah, these will do.
Not the one thing you want to hear from Rhino.
Right. Let me hit you with a chair.
Oh, I was saying bend over, but yeah. Michelle Evans, where are the cards sold? I moved to Pennsylvania, guys. Shout out to Gary for naming me and two of your friends. Michelle, basically, I mean, anywhere, really. If there's a card shop in your area, Walmart, Target, all of the all of the part, all of the really, like, I don't know what they, what they're called, all of the stores,
retail.
Yeah, we carry retail packs, and if you want to get the good stuff, you go to a card shop.
Yeah. Now, would do you do online orders and stuff? And do you have a website, Mike, or a Facebook page?
People, we have a Facebook page. It's Curveball Collectibles, Saginaw Township. We also have Twitter, CB Collectibles One, and then we're on Instagram, Curveball _ Collectibles _ Saginaw.
Nice, nice. Yep.
Thank you, Mikey. We are going to see you Tuesday. Do you have a phone? Can you kind of show us around the shop real quick before we?
I'm actually on the computer, but I can kind of spin it here for you.
Yeah, let's check out the shop. This is we're going to be Tuesday, next Tuesday, guys, 6 to 8.
Oh yeah, so you got a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, we're 2,500 square foot.
Nice. I will be sitting in there somewhere, ready to sign.
Yeah, we're going to have him right towards the back here in the back.
Actually, I just started collecting.
Happy Thursday, Patty. Thank you. Patty said happy Thursday, everyone.
So, I mean, another thing I can kind of reiterate with what we do, we're a little bit different than most stores. We do the investing side here as well because of the way everything's exploded and what things cost today. There's people looking to invest, not just to collect. So the investment side is where we give information on what we're collecting, what we're selling, what we're holding, and we pass that off to our customers. And I mean, it really helps with our customer base here because not a lot of other shops do that. They want to sell you what's in their store, and you know, it's about the profit. We're about the investing and the hobby side of it because I like I said, I'm not just the owner of a store. I'm a collector as well. I'm a hobby enthusiast, so it's not just about the bottom line with us.
And anybody can send stuff through PSA through you, right? I mean, if you want to, when we get out here, make sure you go on there and type in all the information and the groups you have and on the on your pages and stuff. Make sure people can get to them and visit them.
And then also, we are now on Whatnot as well. The Whatnot app, we're a caster on Whatnot.
I heard that's really actually a really big thing right now as far as it's a good avenue for dealers and, you know, and vendors to sell their items. I know a few guys sell comics on there too as well. So
yeah, and it was something that you just didn't sign up for and you got picked. They had to go through a process, credit score. I mean, they check everything, making sure that you're legit and if you're going to be able to sell the type of products they want on their site.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, Mike. We will see you Tuesday the 26th.
Okay. Mike, before you leave. I've actually got a couple programs.
Programs are big.
Yeah. You see a lot of people like this is Michigan's program versus Michigan State. That's 1945, September 29th. And then this one is 1955, October 1st.
Definitely some value there.
What's that?
Definitely some value there. They look like they're in really good shape, too.
Really do.
Yeah, the cigarette ad. And then I actually have two of those from 1955. And then I have one from, 1957. So.
Well, whoever you got them from look like they took care of them and they're like in a hard sleeve.
Yeah, this one, there's a little bit of, it was probably in a stack. I don't yank them out to look through them, but. I love the smell of like the old paper and the old books.
Sometimes
I like history. Oh, and I just scored online a 19 never used. It's a 1969 Michigan license plate, and it's still in the wrapper. Let me go get it for you. Hey, tell them about the show coming up, Gary.
Hey, we have a show coming up. It's IWR 11 Cinco de Mayhem. May 5th, Monroe FOP Hall. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have Rhino and Heath are challenging the Game Changers to try to win back their IWR Tag Team World Championships. We'll see how that goes. We got Big Con as putting his title on the line against the Dread King Logan with the ECW legend Shane Douglas in his corner. The franchise to be back in the house on May 5th. And Terry's back.
It's in the original paper.
Wow.
I got a little excited, and when I was tearing open the envelope, I actually tore that. But
half the value, now.
I love the 19th. You could tell the back, and it's not a reprint or anything, but it's a trailer.
So. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's got nice color. Like, you could tell it's brand new, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New old stock. I dig that.
So, Terry, I got one more for you. I had customers wanted me to ask a few questions, so I got one more for you. If you're in the WWE today, what diva would you want to team up with?
Oh,
I love that.
I don't know. Charlotte Flair has always been my favorite. So, yeah, because, you know, when you team up with someone, you always have to wrestle them afterwards. So she does a spear and all that stuff. So
really good.
Yeah, and, we have a lot of Sasha fans here at my store.
Yeah, Sasha too. Sasha too. So I you know, this is original print in 1969. I don't know if you can see that.
Wow.
I'm a big this I actually bought up there in Frankenmuth
at the, okay.
And then this I really love the greatest, the Bird's greatest hits original.
Oh man,
print too. I think it's 67 or 68 or 69.
Yeah, the only vinyl I have original. I've got Pink Floyd The Wall. That's my one vinyl piece.
The only one I have is the Danny McLean album.
I have that one too, and he actually signed it.
I do too. Last time he was at our show, I
signed it. Awesome. That's awesome. I'm going to, and then my favorite, it's funny when I was buying these, this one was on the shelf or on the counter and he didn't listen to it. Right. So he couldn't price it until, but I go, it doesn't matter. Like my dad had this record when I was growing up and this was a big part of my childhood. It was, and I would stare at it for hours.
Share.
Sure.
Who?
Well, let me put it on the record player. And my girlfriend, she's like, he doesn't really care. Because I'm like, oh, I would stare at that. He's like, he doesn't really care if there's a record even in there. So, yeah. So I bought that. He goes, I go, I'll pay you double. I just, thank you for having that. But, yeah.
And it's funny that you brought a Cher album or a Cher album out because I've always thought Charlotte Flair reminded me a lot of Cher. Just her looks.
Yeah. I see it.
I'd like to see that match. I think it'd be a good one.
Cher. Yeah.
Yeah. Erica wants to know if we're having tacos at the event since it's Cinco de Mayo and needs tacos. No, we're going to have pizza. No,
you got to ask the kitchen help. So talk to Scott.
We'll probably have hot dogs, pizza, beer, 8 Mile vodka, and all the other.
Hey, walking tacos, Doritos with the meat in them.
Yeah.
We don't want to get too complicated at our events, so we usually keep it pretty simple. I do have a promo that I wanted to play here. The Bachelor Ben Boone sent a promo in after Mark Roberts caught up with him, so. Let's grab that. And if, just in case you're not here when we get back, I want to appreciate you coming on, Mike. Thank you. We're going to see you Tuesday. And Terry, I'll make sure he gets up there, make sure he signs everything. And we'll just, it'd be a fun time.
Well, thank you, Mike, for everything. And we'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you guys on Tuesday. And then we're going to do a drawing that night for our seats at your event.
Awesome.
Give away to the customers too. So
awesome. And then did we already plug the address and everything where it's at?
166 North Center Road, Saginaw, Michigan, 48638. We're at the corner of Gratiot and Center in the Blocks Plaza. We're like right across from the street from the fire department and the Rite Aid. Can't miss us.
Awesome. Well, make sure we post that too because people ain't going to remember that. So make sure we post it on the links and we will see you Tuesday. And right now we're going to see the Bachelor.
Thank you, Mike. Greatly appreciate your time.
Appreciate thanks, you, brother.
Hi, again, everybody. Mark Roberts here as we head in to IWR's Cinco de Mayhem, Thursday night, May 5th at the FOP Hall in Monroe. And we will once again be joined by the Bachelor, Benjamin Boone. What's on your mind today?
Well, your suit is terrible, Marvin. That's what's on my mind. The other thing that's on my mind is you, Monroe. You seem to think it's funny. Anytime the Bachelor gets humiliated. Well, here's the thing. The Bachelor's not going to be humiliated anymore. The Bachelor is going to bring backup. Backup for me, protecting all of you. Why? You want my rose. You know you do, but you're never, ever going to get it. And as far as who's going to be my opponent at Cinco de Mayo, well, know this. Whoever it's going to be, I'm going to smear them in seconds. They will be kissed. Mwah! From a rose.
PurplePass.com/IWR11.
Change that suit, Marvin!
Looks like a great card.
Yes, another great card. So we've got the VIP matches. How many tickets do we have left for the VIPs?
I don't think many. Maybe a dozen third row and less than that in the second row. So
all right. So make sure. The VIP is basically a main event card. Yeah, Ace Austin versus Aiden Prince.
And two
Aiden is a hell of a talent. Yeah. So Impact Star, both of them. And then Shogun is on a tear in IWR versus Tanner. And then Jason Hotch, Impact, just won the gut check. And he's going against Cody Deaner. Yeah, Violent by Design, Cody Deaner. So,
and that's just our VIP matches.
Yeah, yeah. And Gia's going to be hosting it. Impact interviewer, she's a manager in wrestling. She's, I mean, jack of all trades. She wrestles, yeah. So, and she's going to be emceeing it. So she's going to be very, and she will be doing the VIP meet and greet too. So if you want to get an 8x10 picture signed by her or a picture with, you know, she'll have all that stuff. You know, definitely very nice lady and very professional too. So.
Looking forward to it. And I do want to know one thing. Why is the Bachelor Ben Boone so mad?
He's always been mad. I don't know. Maybe he's not. I you know, obviously the women definitely see, you know.
He hates Monroe.
Handsome as he thinks he is.
Well, none of us are.
Right.
But.
So.
But yeah, he just seems so angry, and he hates Monroe so much, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think Monroe really, really loves him.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think so, but who knows? We'll see.
And I believe our ring announcer and our interviewer's name is Mark Roberts. So,
Boom. Not Marvin.
Not Marvin.
Right.
I like your suit, Mark. So.
Yeah, Marvin sounds pretty cool. So.
Yeah, we can tell him to change it. All right, so May 5th, IWR 11, Cinco de Mayhem. Tickets are on sale right now at www.purplepass.com/IWR11. Only limited VIP tickets remain, so make sure you go in there and snatch them up. Like I said before, our VIP matches are like main events, so we need to get in there and get your – only 150 tickets are around roughly or for the VIP. So,
Right. So, and then obviously we have general admission. How much are general admission tickets?
$15.
$15.
And you will be able to come to the door and buy them as well, but snatch them up now.
Yeah, just in case. It's better to get them in advance just in case, you know, you get to the door and
you know, and we're sold out for the night. So we've had a lot of times where, you know, we've had standing room only, and we try to accommodate everything and everyone. So, but yeah, we do have a limit on the building, and our curfew is 9 o'clock for the building. So usually 5 matches gets it done. You know, the we actually have the A team coming in and making their IWR debut. I think they're just, you know, doing a in-ring promo. So that'll be pretty funny. It's a Canadian group. They call themselves the A team. So yeah, EH. So it'll be fun to hear what they have to say. So but yeah. And then we have you know, obviously Big Con versus Dread King Lungood for the title. And that'll be I think we're gonna see a new champion that night.
I think so.
Connor's big and bad and on a roll, but yeah, you know, I don't know, man. So with Shane in the corner.
And that first match between those two was an epic match. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
So I mean, if anybody could do it, he could do it. So we'll see.
Right.
It's going to be an amazing event. So, I mean, you guys do not miss this show. IWR 11, Cinco de Mayhem. And we haven't even mentioned that our United States champion, Trey Miguel.
I'm just going to get to that. Good minds think alike. Trey is going to be wrestling Jake Chris. So, another great talent, you know, and with Impact for years. And he's been wrestling for years all around the world. So, yeah. I think this is definitely Trey's biggest challenge to date. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to this show, this card, Cinco de Mayhem. You never know what's going to go down that night. So, yeah.
So be there.
Or be square. That was a good out.
Gary. It was. So we might as well just leave because you can't top that.
Right. So I think we're approaching about an hour. So it's, I guess. Yeah.
All right. So we are out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you visit us on YouTube. Our YouTube channel has all of our wrestling events that we've done. We got Nate Thompson video shoots them. We have Joe Brony commentating. They come out great. So make sure you guys go back and watch our past events on YouTube TV. Gary and Terry and Gary TV are there. You can download our podcast and subscribe to us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Impact, CastBox, all of them. So wherever you get your podcast, you can get us. Whether you want us or not, that's another story.
Yeah. And then, you know, and one of the good things is we always try to keep on bettering the talent. You know, even the talent's great. And, you know, so your dollars go and invest back into the promotion. So we're going to start picking up some entrance ways and, you know, and try to get some lighting in there. And yeah, just and then eventually we're going to start doing more filming more matches and just putting them out there just to build up the energy, keep the momentum, you know, on the ascent. So I definitely feel the momentum with the fans and the talent. Yeah.
Well, I have to say that a roster top to bottom is one of the best rosters around anywhere. So definitely check it out. We have the greatest fans. We have the greatest sponsors. So get your tickets. Get to the show. We'll see you there. Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast. Signing out. We will see you guys. I don't know when we see you. And
probably next Thursday.
So. Next Thursday. Yeah. Next Thursday, the 28th, episode 78.
Yeah, you know what day that is.